deaths of dignitaries prior to and after anti-COVID-19 vaccination campaign. In order to disallow finagling, the absence of deaths of newsworthy individuals called here non-anonymous significants, royalty, presidents, prime ministers, and political cabinets, can in addition be observed prior to the imposition of the so-called vaccines against COVID-19. Allowing such specification of the criterion further reinforces the observation on which the conclusion for no COVID-19 pandemic is based. There were no such deaths either prior to or after the introduction of the anti-COVID-19 vaccination campaign. Therefore, there is no COVID-19 pandemic, nor has there ever been. As for the vaccines themselves, since they're also mentioned here and in various other places, as has already been said, but to recall it here as an additional detail, the stated absolute fact proving the absence of a COVID-19 pandemic makes the question of vaccines against COVID-19 and their effect irrelevant. Once again, even when the discussion of the COVID-19 pandemic reality takes place concerning the two periods, the pre-vaccination and post-vaccination period, it is of utmost importance not to fall into the ambush of discussing the manipulated numbers vigorously shoved down the throat of society by the deceptive global elite-owned news agencies regarding the medical conditions of anonymous, unknown people, discussing their purported deaths from with COVID-19, or discussing anything about the vaccines against COVID-19. This is the game of the elite, of the fraudsters. These fraudsters are the inventors of the false, unverifiable figures pertaining to anonymous insignificance, and they know in advance what, quote, answers will sound plausible when confronted with the exposure of their fraud. When it comes to the anonymous insignificance, it is the elite that is prepared for the confrontation because the elite controls the game.